Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Be Unbound podcast for our third episode. This week, we have quite a lot to talk about. The day that we're recording this podcast is the day that we launched the new website for Unbound. That's at beunbound.us. And that website now has all kinds of information on it about our new college program, about our new course offerings, and exciting opportunities with the community. So that's what this whole episode is going to be dedicated to. Is going to be answering questions related to those new offerings from Unbound. Some of them look pretty familiar. Some of those things are new. Some of them are just packaged in different ways. And so with me today, I have once again our CEO, Jonathan Brush, and also our Director of Admissions, Ellie Smith, who's a familiar face you've likely seen around. So thank you guys both for joining us this week.
It's exciting to be back here. This has turned out to be a fun thing to do every week. It's a lot of fun to talk to folks, especially knowing we'll get a chance to talk to our students. It's pretty cool. So,
absolutely.
Been listening. Excited to be on.
Yeah, exactly. Long time listener, first time on the show, right? That's what they say. So let's just get started with the questions. So this first one is going to be for Jonathan, which is pretty straightforward. We just launched the new program. It's called Ascend. Ascend by Unbound. So what is it? What's the program?
Yeah, I think one way you could describe this is the core program for Unbound. This is kind of the central thing of what we're doing. And it's going to be very familiar to current students. They're going to recognize a lot of the same things that they've already done in Unbound. But I think the thing that's really exciting is how it bundles together a lot of different elements that we've been doing for a while and puts them all under sort of the same roof. And we can talk about what those elements are in a little bit, but I think the thing I would convey the most is that what I'm excited about Ascend is that because we're putting all those things together and the way we've combined them, as a team, I'm now much more confident of saying, hey, if you do this program and you do your part, I pretty much will guarantee that these are the outcomes that you'll be able to experience. This is what you're going to be able to get. And so for me, there's just a huge value add here in the sense that these are elements that we know have worked. This is not just a bunch of stuff that we thought up and sort of slammed together. This is stuff that we've been testing extensively for years, sometimes in isolation, and now being able to bring it all together in a way that kind of best helps a student and best gives us the chance to say, hey, do this, and we can pretty much tell you what the outcome is going to be. That's really exciting. So Ascend is basically the core package. It is what Unbound is, and it's the best way to get the most out of the program.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, it's really exciting. I'm a big fan of the name and the new structure. When I was back in the days when I was at Lou Merritt and we had just launched that business and leadership program, like I recognize some elements from there. I see some of the places where we've been testing some of these ideas. And so now they're kind of formalizing this new program, which is pretty cool. And so this next question is for Ellie, because any student who visits the website and is looking at the page for Ascend, and they scroll all the way down to that little pricing section, they'll notice the button doesn't say enroll, it says apply, which is a little bit different from what students are used to. And so I think, you know, with the application process and as the director of admissions, I'd love to know just sort of what are you looking for in a student? Who's an ideal student for this program?
Sure. So when I think about an ideal Ascend student, I'm thinking about someone who's looking for more than a traditional education experience, and maybe even a list of priorities where education isn't number one. So someone who's looking for an educational experience that allows them to pursue life as the greater goal with education alongside that. So someone who is looking to pursue a life of meaning and a lifestyle of service and leadership. That's kind of what Ascend is designed to foster in our students. And so anyone who is willing to pursue those things head on would be an ideal Ascend student, and I think would thrive inside of our program.
Super concise answer. And I relate to that as well, just because when I remember when I joined the program, in some ways I got into it for some of the reasons a lot of students did, which was sort of like maybe the affordability factor, something like that. But once I was in it, I realized there were so many things I could do in life as a result of the flexibility and just the way that the program was structured. And so making that kind of the primary idea is a pretty cool thing. Awesome. And then the next one's just for Jonathan, which is, you know, this one's pretty straightforward, which is like, is this still Unbound? Like, why did we create a new name and a new program? And like, what's all this stuff? Like, why is it here?
Yeah, in many ways it is. I mean, in a sense, it's going to look a lot like if you were an Unbound student before. Some things are going to be familiar to you. There's going to be a degree plan. There's going to be a way to earn credit. You'll be able to earn a degree without debt. You'll be able to track those courses and those kinds of things. But in some ways, it's going to be really different. And that was why it was important to give it a new name and give it a bit of a distinction here. What we're saying is that, you know, and before when you did Unbound, you could do these classes, and that was kind of the required part. I mean, that was the part you're kind of paying money for. And then you could add on and bolt on a bunch of other things. And as I alluded to before, that was great. And students added those on, got a lot of value out of it. But it also meant that not everybody got the same experience out of the program. And it was really important to me, and it was really important to our team, that we have a situation where we felt much more confident that people are going to get the value that we wanted them to get out of the program. And so one of the differences here in Ascend that's really critical is that we're packaging all this together and we're saying, no, the extracurricular stuff, the things that aren't your courses, we actually think those are just as, or as Ellie alluded to a minute ago, more important than the academic side of things. Mm-hmm. In fact, we think those are the things that will make you be able to make sense of the academic side of things. And actually, it's those things that we think will help you to really get the value out of your education. And so if you're going to join Ascend, you're going to do all of those things. And you know, we just talked about the fact that there's an application. I think that we want to be clear that we're not shy about this. We're looking for students who really want this challenge. It's not for everybody. And so, you know, in some ways, we're trading off a little flexibility, and in exchange, we want to give you some guaranteed value. But you have to earn that value. We can't just give it to you. You have to actually realize it yourself. So, you know, we're looking for students who are willing to make that trade, who are willing to invest a little bit more in terms of time and energy and even some financial aspects of things. In exchange for a little more. And if that appeals to you, I think we're the best game in town. And if it doesn't, there's other games in town that'll be better for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's a perfect segue into the next question I had, because there's definitely some similarities there, but it's basically just, why does this program cost more than some of the old Unbound options?
Yeah, well, because there's a lot more guaranteed stuff in it, right? I mean, there's a lot more things in there. You know, and it's also a little bit of, and I don't mean a shell game in a way that we're trying to like trick you or anything like that. But if you had done Unbound before, and then you had paid to fly to all of our events, and you had paid for all of our events, you had paid to be involved in all those things, you would have ended up paying the same or likely more than what you're going to pay for Ascend, right? Mm-hmm. And so if you want to add it up that way, we're actually less expensive than before. But if you're going to say that, well, before I could do Unbound this way and do these courses and then only do a few of these things, well, then we cost more. So, you know, it kind of depends a little bit on your perspective there. But, you know, we're basically, the Ascend program is going to be your credits. It's going to be Ascend teams and a group coaching model and a group coach that you're going to be able to work with and talk to and use as a resource. It's going to include all the stuff that comes with the degree plan, the academics and all those. But then it's also going to include live events. Your travel to those live events will be included in the cost. And at the end of the day, that means that people in this program will be in the same place experiencing the same things. So think about that, what that adds in terms of value. It's not just that you get to come to Apex. It means that everybody will be at Apex, right? It doesn't mean that just you get to go to do Capstone. It means that everybody will get a chance to be able to do Capstone. And, you know, as you know, that's a lot of the value. It's the other people that are there. Well, this is a chance for you to meet those other people because it's part of the package. So that's why it's packaged the way it is. You know, looked at it from that way, it ends up being about the same as it was before, maybe even a little less expensive. But we are unapologetic about saying, yeah, it costs a little more than what it cost before. You get a lot more than what you got before.
Yep.
And it, you know, if you're willing to invest in that, we'll give you a guaranteed return on that investment if you do your part. If you're not willing to invest in that, it wasn't going to be a good match for you anyhow.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think too, even just something as simple as registration and travel being included is like such a huge deal. And whereas some of the older offerings from Unbound were, you know, at least 80% of the emphasis behind the product was academic, now it's a fifth or a sixth of the emphasis. You might be taking the same number of credits, but the number of things that you're doing that are extracurricular but are still a part of the program is so much more. And so I think that's really exciting. I'm really excited just to see how students respond to it and how everything goes.
At one end, I mean, we can say it a lot of different ways, but I guess put it this way. This program is going to be way more fun than we did before. There'll just be more people. There's going to be more energy. There's going to be more excitement. There's going to be more resources to do it. And the events are going to be better because we have the resources and staff to do them. We're going to deliver great value. You're going to get solid academics. You're going to get all that kind of stuff. And we're going to deliver all those things. But hey, at the end of the day, this program is going to be a heck of a lot of fun. It's going to be a blast. And being part of it is going to be really exciting.
Absolutely. And so speaking of, you know, just students joining the program and looking at the different options, obviously there's the 15 credit option and there's the 30 credit option. And so this next question is for Ellie, which is if, you know, for different types of students, maybe one student's thinking about taking a gap year because of the pandemic, or they want to spend more time kind of discovering what their passions are. Or maybe there's a student out there who's 16, 17, still in high school. This sounds really cool, but it would have to be more oriented towards dual enrollment. So what are their options for that?
Yeah, so the short answer here is yes to both. Both dual enrollment high school students and gap year students are a perfect fit for this program. We would probably recommend the 15 credit option for you if you're looking to take less classes during that year. But as Jonathan just talked about, you know, a big value behind this program is the community. And so if you're looking for a gap year dual enrollment program that is, again, as we've been talking about, more than education, this is ideal, because even as a 15 credit package, a dual enrollment or a gap year student, you're still going to have access to all of those things. You're going to have the community and the events and, you know, the things that make Ascend what it is, and the things that make us really excited about it. And, you know, we're taking all of the aspects of Unbound that we love so much and combining them into one. And those are, you know, ideal for you. So if you're in a gap year, looking for a gap year, your dual enrollment, absolutely. So whether you're, you know, looking for a bunch of credits or not, there's so much more to Ascend. So yes, the short answer is yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think something that's cool about that too is, you know, for a student who is maybe still trying to figure out what exactly they want to study and is looking at this as a gap year, even just something as simple as this one element of the program, which is those expert workshops, is that alone is going to expose you to so many different ideas and concepts that, you know, it would be very helpful. And you could talk to that person one-on-one in a Q&A and ask them some questions, and you might find something in there that kind of points to you and gives you a direction in terms of what you might want to do with your career in the future, which I think is super exciting. So I could see it being ideal for a gap year student. I could see it being like a really cool opportunity for somebody who's looking for dual enrollment, because it comes with all of these other things bundled in. And so right now, we talk a lot about that first year, this first semester of 2020 to 2021. But the question for you, Jonathan, is just, is there any plans beyond that? Is this a 1 year program, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 18 year program? What's the term?
Yeah. So it's kind of a unique opportunity here. We got to get to restart everything, right? We're going to start with brand new students. And so in that sense, we can really make this first year optimize for first year students. And so it's a good question. So what can I just do it for 1 year? Is it just a gap year? We're going to deliberately design this so that yes, it will work as just a gap year. There'll be a credential that goes along with that. And if you decide after that year to transfer those credits someplace else, first of all, they'll transfer. And secondly, you'll end up with a credential that you can point to and talk about, and that's easy to explain. And you have walked away with all those experiences, and that will be great, right? But to my mind, the really exciting news is that, yes, this could be your entire college experience. In other words, you could earn the vast majority of your degree this way, transfer your credits into one of our partner schools, and then finish with the online courses there, and basically do an entire program in this way. And subsequent years will be designed just like the first year was. So the first year, we've had a chance to sort of design it for optimized for first-year students. We'll run that next year, but we're going to have a second year that will be optimized for second year students. And we'll have a third year that will be optimized for third year students. And then most students will pretty much be finished with the academics at that point. And we're looking to build out a fourth year that's going to be optimized for students who want to start a business, or who want to do an internship, or want to start something, who really want to add some additional skills. Each of those years will stack on the other. So you can do one, you can do two, you can do three, or you can do four. And obviously, the more you do, the more valuable that credential becomes, the more experiences that you have. But they'll all interlock, they'll all work together, they'll all have credits that perfectly work together, they'll all transfer correctly. And so, you know, you can do this for your entire college experience, or you can use it to jumpstart your college experience. And either way will work with the way the system is designed.
That's awesome. That's awesome. And I think that fourth year you're describing is that's the part that gets me the most excited. Yeah. It's just that idea that as a student of the program, you can go in, you can get exposed to all these different ideas, you can earn your degree. And then, you know, once you've kind of maxed those parts of the program out, there actually may be opportunities down the line to like form a team and start a business or to find employment like as a result of being in the program. And obviously there's a lot of details that we'd have to work out related to that, but just the fact that that's in the books, it's in the plan, is, I think, a huge value add just in terms of getting involved.
And so we've talked about several times that, Ben, sorry to cut you off there, but we talked mm-hmm. several times about the fact that, you know, we keep saying this, the community is a big part of this. So that's true. And it's true for your experience in the program, right? But what I really wanted to sort of get people to grasp here is that we are trying to engineer this from the very beginning based on all of our experience, which is pretty substantial if you had all of us that are on the team together, to say that that community doesn't just work while you're enrolled as a student. That community continues to pay dividends after you've done just a gap year or after you've done 3 years or after, in other words, that continues to provide you networking opportunities and hopefully hiring opportunities and skills and content and experience that you can trade on, we hope, for the rest of your life. And so this community thing is not a small piece. It is the central piece of what we're talking about here. We're going to deliver a great education. We're going to give you great experiences and great events. We're going to teach you great stuff and expose you to great ideas through our workshops and things like that. But beyond all that, we're going to attract people that care about those things, and we're going to connect you to those people. And we're betting that that connection winds up being the most valuable thing that you do in this period of your life. And that's what we're just completely over the top passionate about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's super exciting. But to touch on maybe the less exciting part of the program, which is the academic side, is for those students who are coming in and they say, this sounds amazing, but my mom really wants me to have a degree. So this question is for you, Ellie, which is basically just how do these academics work? Is it the same as the old Unbound program? How do students like actually get their degree through this program?
Right. So the better answer for this question would be in a person, which would be our director of advising, Victoria Grant. But Victoria Grant's not here right now, so I will explain this to you. Yes, it does work in the same way that your credits worked in the past. It is a transfer situation. So, you know, if you have target school you're graduating from, your credits are going to transfer to that school. You will ultimately get your degree from that school. So Thomas Edison University, Liberty University, et cetera. So the short answer is yes, they are still transfer credits. The degree is still legit. It is still coming from an accredited institution. We are still partnering with outside schools so that you can walk away with a degree. But a degree that is less based in the four walls of the academy and more based outside of that in the world with, you know, other people and life experiences. So short answer is yes.
Got it. That's awesome. Yeah. So, you know, students want to go through the program and they really want that piece of paper that says, oh, you have a bachelor's degree. They can get started with that through this program too, which is a good thing. It's just not the part that we're as jazzed about, which is totally fine. But it's something that we provide as a part of the program. So last question is actually not related to the Ascend program, but any student who just went to our homepage and, you know, if they were interested enough and they managed to scroll down like 2/3 of the way down the page, they might've seen a name of a familiar course, which is Navigate. It says Navigate Your Purpose. And then it says Navigate is a new course, blah, blah, blah. But any student who's been around for a few years is going to say, wait a second, Navigate's not a new course. Navigate's been around for a few years. So Jonathan, would you care to explain for those who are wondering?
Yeah, so strap yourselves in because this is something that we're all pretty passionate about, but I'm particularly excited about. Navigate name only. Other than that, if you've been around for a while, it has nothing to do with the previous course. And this is also not in relation to the previous course, but this is in relation to the fact that, so I have been working college fairs and college events and homeschool conventions and stuff since 1999. And I've talked to, no exaggeration, thousands and thousands of students and parents. And you know, almost always at those events, people are high stress and angst about like, what do I do? And especially in the traditional college side, we have people that are always freaked out about, you know, like, I've got to figure out what my major is and I've got to get my major right. And then I got to pick a school that has the right major and then I have to have a major, all this stuff. And then I get the right job. And so, you know, I'm And here's the part that just drives me crazy. I get somebody who says, I'm 17 or I'm 18 years old, and I feel this need to know what I will major in, what I will get a degree in, what college I will go to, what I will graduate in, what career I will do for the rest of my daggone life, or otherwise I'm stunk. Like, I'll just have screwed things up. And everybody kind of believes this. This is some crazy myth, right? That drives me nuts. But what happens then is that when people come in to fill that gap, because everybody's stressed out about it, what they do is they offer courses that say, I can help you, we can help you figure out what to do with your life. And so either they give them a bunch of well-meaning advice, hey, do this, which is arrogant beyond belief that you'd have any idea to know what somebody else is going to do with their life. It's also crazy that you, as a 17 or 18-year-old, would have any clue what you're going to do with your life when you have no life experience and know what life really looks like, right? And so, or they say, hey, fill out this bubble chart. And when this bubble chart is done, it says, oh, fantastic, you should be an audiologist. So go get a degree in this and a master's degree in this, and you become an audiologist. And you know, I literally filled one of those out when I was that age. And I was like, what the heck is an audiologist? And I'm still not entirely sure what that is, right? And why did I qualify to become one based on these answers to these questions that, as far as I could tell, didn't have anything to do with hearing? That stuff drives me crazy. Or it says, build some sort of detailed plan and then follow it out. I have never had a detailed plan in my life work out beyond just a little bit on short range, right? So having sort of got very excited and aggravated about all those things we think are wrong, here's what I think is right. I think that if you really want to navigate that well, and you do, because you know there's some things that if you do during this early part of your life, if you do them well, you really set yourself up for success in the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. I don't think that involves having a detailed plan or knowing exactly what you're going to do in 20 years. I think that means having a solid understanding of some principles that are true no matter what, right? This is how the world works. These are some fundamental things that are true no matter what, right? If you understand these, and then you know the right questions to ask, and then you have the right perspective on what is happening, then I think you're in really great shape to answer that question for yourself. And honestly, I think this is a question you have to answer for yourself. It's between you and God what you do with your life. And it's crazy that you would know that at 18. You have to get out and experience some life before you know that. So as a really quick example, I think if you come into college thinking I have to have this all figured out or I don't know what I'm going to do with my life, then you're really stressed out. And if at 25 you still know what you're going to do with your life, you're super stressed out. You think it's all over, right? On the other hand, if I think you come in with some perspective that is, you probably spend most of your 20s bouncing around trying to figure out what to do with your life. That's normal. Well, right then, that's de-stressing, okay? That also gives you permission to try a bunch of things. And then if I say, well, here's some principles, like here's some things that you should do no matter what job you're working in, you should do these things and you'll definitely build skill and experience that you can trade in the next job. Okay, now you have something actionable that you can do. And then if I say, and here are the questions you need to be asking. And if you're asking these questions and seeking these answers, it doesn't matter what you're going to do, you're going to wind up being able to put that all together and get somewhere. Now, all of a sudden, you're de-stressed. You don't have to worry about you're in the wrong place. You have something actionable to do so you can take action. And you know, if you're, hey, look, if I'm asking the right questions here, if I'm pursuing these answers, I'm probably on the right track. Okay, now you can have fun, right? Enjoy your 20s. It's a really unique time. Try a bunch of new things. Do a bunch of new things. Fail a bunch of stuff. Succeed at a bunch of stuff. You know, you'll have time to build skill in one specific area later. You don't have to do it now. Mm-hmm. That's what Navigate's going to be all about. That's the kind of thing that we're looking to teach students equipment with. And I think if we do that, not only will people be less stressed and have more fun in this decade, but I think that they're going to be tremendously more successful and have a bigger impact in the world. And in case you didn't notice, that gets us pretty darn excited.
Absolutely. That's something that I'm super excited about too. I mean, anybody who talks to me for probably more than 20 minutes knows that I'm a huge proponent of just iterating, trying things, and really just like, you know, making sure that rubber meets the road and not spending too much time dwelling and trying to come up with the perfect strategies. Like, you don't know what the perfect strategy is because you have literally no experience or you have little to no experience. And so the only way that you're going to learn what those things are is by trying things. And so I'm super excited about the potential for this course to really help some students discover a good path forward and really the potential that could be unlocked by that. And it was funny because when I was showing the page, to my brother on Saturday night while I was building it, he was like, and my brother, for context, like, he's graduated, he has a job, like, you know, he lives in Austin, and he was reading this page, and he's like, man, I'd sign up for that. You know, he's like, that sounds really helpful. It sounds really great. And so just so that you know, anybody listening to this, you can go to beunbound.us/navigate, and you can sign up for a free course preview. So on August 24th, we're going to start rolling out some free content that's going to be like a preview for the course. And then after that, you actually have the chance to enroll in the course for the first time ever as the first group of students that have ever taken this course. And as one of the first students that have taken it, you can get 50% off. So while we would typically be charging around $400 for this course, you would be able to get it for $200 as a member of this sort of first group. So if what Jonathan or I just said sounds remotely interesting to you, then you just do yourself a favor and at least sign up for the free preview and see if it sounds like something that you'd be interested in doing. So you can go to beunbound.us/navigate, or you could just go to beunbound.us/ascend if what we've been talking about for the rest of this podcast, that program, if that sounded interesting to you or to a friend of yours. So that's all the plugging that I'll do for this podcast. But Ellie and Jonathan, I really appreciate your time today. This was super helpful. And I just hope that students listening to this kind of understand why we're so excited about what we're doing and what we've been, you know, hatching a plan on for the last, well, it's been going on, honestly, for months and parts of it have been going on for years, but in particular in these last few weeks, we've really been putting all of this stuff together in a real way so that we can start offering it to students. So thank you guys for joining us.
Thanks, Sam.
Thanks.
All right, tune in next week. And if you have any questions, you can email podcast@beunbound.us.